Vi piango, adesso ma vi piango.
Dica chi dica, usa vivere la qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Death toll rises to 5 in Lusaka Great North Road crash. RITSA to establish licensing office in Kakiwe to improve access to services. In African news, a South African police chief suspended over $20 million US health contract. Well, the news in detail. My name is Blessed Chwawa. The death toll in the fatal road traffic accident that occurred along the Great North Road at 11 miles in the Savannah Hill area has risen to 5. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has told Kumbon Radio News that the two passengers who were earlier reported injured have since died while receiving treatment at the University Teaching Hospital UTH, bringing the total number of fatalities from 3 to 5. Mr. Chilavi says the update follows developments in the condition of the injured victims admitted to hospital. The accident occurred around 06 hours on April 23, 2026, along the busy highway in Lusaka. Three people were pronounced dead at the scene, while the remaining victims later died at UTH.
The deceased have been identified as follows. Male, Chitonga Kelon, aged 42, of 12 miles, Chibombo District. Female, Mambwe Priscilla, aged 31, of 12 miles, Chibombo District. Male, Tryford Maripiro, aged 26, of Chuni area, Chibombo District. Male, James Simpande, aged 38, of Chuni area, Chibombo District, died in hospital. And male Victor Samba, aged 49, of Chuni area, Chibombo District, died in the hospital. The bodies of the two persons who died while receiving treatment have been deposited in the University Teaching Hospital mortuary pending post-mortem examinations. The Zambia Police Service conveys its sincere condolences to the bereaved families. Investigations into the cause of the accident are ongoing.
Residents of Kafue are set to benefit from improved access to vehicle licensing services following the approval by the Road Transport and Safety Agency RTSA to establish a new fully-fledged office in the district. The development was announced after local advocacy efforts led by Kafue Town Council Chairperson Mumba Malambo, who confirmed that her engagement with RTSA had yielded a positive result aimed at bringing services closer to the people. According to Ms. Malambo, the RTSA Chief Executive Officer, recently visited Kafue to assess potential sites where the new office will be located. She says the establishment of the office is expected to significantly reduce the travel costs and delays for motorists and transport operators in Kafue, while also boosting efficiency in service delivery.
is in danger of having a growth in 2021. It is very dangerous that to come and set up a base in Kasiwani because of the number of young people that we have who are interested in the transport sector. These are young people who are operating Yango and other driving apps. They are also operating motorbikes, bicycles. They are also taxi drivers and bus drivers. So these are young people that some may not have been to school, or some have been in school, but they love transport, and this is maybe a way that they can support their families. So we are so grateful that CEO with his team has come all the way from Lusaka to finally come and assess the venue that he wants to give them in Lusaka operation.
Residents of Mochinshi in Chingola are celebrating the commissioning of a new market shelter, a development they say will significantly improve their daily trading and livelihoods. The facility, officially commissioned on April 23, 2026, by Chingola Member of Parliament Chipo Kamalenga, is part of the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation. It is designed to provide a safer, more organized and weather-protected environment for local traders who have long operated under challenging conditions. Although the lawmaker was not present, he was represented at the event by District Commissioner Howard Kamwandi, who reaffirmed government's commitment to delivering development projects that directly benefit communities. He has emphasized that the new market shelter is part of ongoing efforts to improve livelihoods at grassroots level through decentralized funding. Speaking at the same event, Chingola Mayor Johnson Kangombe urged the traders to make a full use of the facility and avoid conducting business in undesignated areas. He notes that roadside trading not only creates disorder, but also put lives at risk. A local mental health advocacy organization has called for increased awareness and collective action following the tragic death of a 35-year-old woman in Mukushi who reportedly took her own life after a distressing personal situation. Swala Organization, a Zambian group that focused on suicide prevention and mental health advocacy, has described the incident as heartbreaking and a stark reminder of the urgent need to address the mental health challenges in the country. Speaking on behalf of the organization, Executive Director Mary Pili has expressed a deep concern over the rising number of suicide cases, noting that emotional distress, rejection, and lack of support continue to claim lives that could otherwise be saved. She has urged young women to exercise caution in relationships and to take time to understand the intentions of those they trust, emphasizing the importance of safeguarding emotional well-being. She has since encouraged individuals facing depression or suicidal thoughts to seek help immediately from trusted individuals or professional services, adding that no one should suffer in silence. At the same time, we call upon men to act responsibly with integrity. Relationship must be built on honest trust and accountability. It is unacceptable to walk away from responsibility, especially where lives and the futures are involved. When you impregnate someone's daughter, please accept that was a mistake. A mistake was a mistake. Accept and support the child. Whether you are married, you are not married, accept your responsibilities. To our young people, rejection, disappointment, and heartbreak are part of life. They are painful, but they are not the end of your story. We now break for a few commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
Business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi valora maximum ati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, Buana Wama Buana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and two SIM card slots. All for just 700.